So, I want to start with this. And I want to make this clear. All right? And we need to start here. You and I are saints. Now, there are some looks looking back at me going, you don't know me very well. And I would have to say, you don't know me very well then either, if that's what you're thinking. But we are saints. And here's the reason why. God. That's why we're saints. God. In confirmation class, I tell the students that if there's ever a time that you are just asked a question about religion or your faith or belief or life challenges, a good safe response is God. We are not saints based on our merits. None of us are. We are saints because of God's grace and God's mercy and God's forgiveness. Martin Luther would describe a saint as a forgiven sinner. Now, I have to say this too. You and I are sinners. Now, there might be some people going, you don't know me very well. No, it's not about me knowing anybody. We are sinners. And certainly, because of things we do and don't do, say and don't say, think and don't think, we are, plain and simple, sinners, because we are broken. That's how we enter the world. And we are forgiven. I believe when Jesus died on the cross and walked out of the tomb very much alive, he proclaimed to all of the world and all of creation, you are forgiven. Not waiting for us to respond in a certain way. Nope, forgiveness is granted, period. And it goes against a lot of the way the world tells us. You don't get into it unless you give first. Here, I'm here to say that God has granted forgiveness well before we even asked for it. Because that's what God is and does. It's not about our merit of forgiveness. It's about God's love and God's grace. That's what forgiveness is about. So yes, we are sinners, and yes, we are all forgiven sinners, so we are also saints. One of the big Martin Luther things is those paradoxes, putting together things that don't seem to go together. Okay? Like saint and sinner. We are both fully, fully saint and sinner. So this is all saints' weekend. And in the narthex, you will see displays of people that have people have organized around people that have been very significant in their lives. People that have died, most likely. And you will have opportunities, I hope, to hear about what these people have done and why they are remembering them. Many people have a long list of accomplishments. And sometimes what we do is correlate their accomplishments for that's how they became a saint. And I'm here to say it's the other way around. Each out there and in here are first saint because of God. And out of that, we live our lives that reflect that. See the difference? It's not about us earning saintly. And so we don't have to create a resume of a whole bunch of good things to do than that we have done in order to receive this title, this identity as a saint. Nope, it's the other way around. You are already saint. And from that, we are going to live lives that reflect it. And that's what you'll see out there, as a reflection of God sainting forgiven sinners. And there's remarkable stories out there. And guess what? When we are celebrate that we are all saints, we are this communion of saints, we are this cloud of witnesses. You are not saint alone. I am not saint alone. Each of us is saint together as the body of Christ. We undeservedly gather together as the communion of saints. This is good news. Just saying. This is good news. See, we don't have to leave here to try to accomplish something in order to get God's love and God's grace and God's forgiveness. No, we're already freed from that. We already are forgiven sinners. How might our lives reflect that? As we move out into the future. Now, often we mark the beginning of our saintly lives with baptism, right? At that baptismal font. Anybody in this room baptized at that baptismal font? Yeah? Okay. Up here, right? How many were baptized somewhere else? How many remember it? Okay, good. I was baptized in Brookings, South Dakota. Not everybody can be baptized in Brookings, South Dakota. I was. Presbyterian Church. See this? See this? Now look at this. This was the gown that I was baptized in 53 years ago. It's a long time ago. I know some of you are saying, no, Michael, you have no idea. But in maybe that little person's eyes, that's just like, whoa, that's older than dirt. But I was baptized in this gown when I was... Mom, who held me? Do you remember who held me? Oh, yeah, put your mom on. I won't do that. I was held by somebody that loved me deeply and profoundly, okay? And the pastor sprinkled water on me, maybe like you, with the same words. You are baptized in the name of the, and the Holy Spirit. Holy. Holy, that's the word in the New Testament. In Greek, hagios means holy. And sometimes it's translated as saint. So at our baptisms, we are reminded that we are saints. Not on our own, but in this cloud of witnesses and because of God. So we don't leave there boasting on any of our merits. Sorry, I know you remember yours, but you don't get to leave there and say, look what I did. You never have, I know that. But we do get to leave, and when we remember our baptisms, I'm a saint. And not alone, but with all of the saints. Because see, you also need to know something else about this gown. My son was baptized in this gown. Not only that, but my great-grandfather, Chris Johnson, was baptized in this gown. And each that was baptized in this gown was held by somebody that loved them profoundly and made promises and also quite possibly heard. Now, when you have this identity, go out and do what? Let your light so shine. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works. But it's not going to be about you. It's not going to be about you. So that they see your good works and glorify our Father in heaven. So your Father, a saint, baptized. Do you remember his baptism? Probably not. No. But there's a good chance it was with water and God's word. And as we gather as the communion of saints here today, when we have holy communion here, I believe that we are here not alone. We are here as the communion of saints. With all those that have gone before us, all those that are here in this room, all those that are gathering in other places, all those that don't gather, all those that are yet to come, are all here, not because of anything we've done, but because of who God is and what God has done. That's good news. This table, this gathering, this holy communion gets bigger all the time. Gets bigger all the time because of God. So, sisters and brothers in Christ, it matters that we gather together and remember all saints, but not for our sake. Not for our sake. For God's sake. This is not about us, and it is. You know, I've said this before. Some of you are going to get tired of hearing it. You know, I was one of those students that remembers things in little bullet points. Okay? In little bullet points. And so maybe that's why it took me 6.5 years to get through seminary, but I did get through. But one of the bullet points that my professor of pastoral care shared, and please forgive me as I repeat it again, she said to me, "Michael, remember that you're important, but you're not. Both are true. You are important not because of what you've done, but because of who God is." And so as we gather as the saints, we are reminded of our identities as forgiven sinners, as saints. And we are gathered together in the communion of saints, those that have gone before us, those that have held us in love, those that have inspired us to do and act out of this identity. And we are called to do the same. So, sisters and brothers in Christ, fellow saints, may we go from this place reminded that each of us are saints. Not alone, but together. And out of this saintly identity that God gives us, that we will go and proclaim this good news in a world that is dark and is waiting for us to let our light shine. Sisters and brothers in Christ, sometimes we gather together to be reminded of just that. Other times we gather together to proclaim that. Sometimes we gather together in celebration of that. I pray that it is all of that as we gather together. Call it a river as we listen to the water and know that this is all about God. And for that, we can sing. So I invite you to stand and sing, "Shall We Gather at the River?"